Welcome to another message from the book of Exodus from the Hebrew text. The title of this message that I entitle it is Rules of Honor. Rules of Honor. And that's basically what it is, Rules of Honor. Marilyn's grandfather used to use the term, you're a gentleman and a scholar. A gentleman and a scholar. And that was a term that was used back in the 1800s. My grandfather used that term. My grandmother used that term. My great-grandmother used that term. You're a gentleman and a scholar. A gentleman and a scholar meant that you had honor. A lot of this that we see, those old terms and figures of speech come from the southern states. From the southern, from the south. In the south, a man was expected to be a man of honor. A man of honor. And they had rules of honor. And some of the rules of honor that we're going to study tonight are from what they practiced every day in life. And what we should practice every day in life. And we'll look at it. Some of it is somewhat distasteful, but that's the way it is. God doesn't leave anything out in all reality. There's a purpose and a reason for everything that he states down there in His Word. In 22 and verse number 13, we'll read this for about 8 or 10 verses or so. These rules go all the way up into the time of Jesus, and Jesus lambasted the Pharisees and the scribes for breaking these rules, some of the rules. Verse number 13, if it be torn in pieces by some wild beast or by accident, let him bring the beast, the mangled carcass, for witness, and he shall not make good for what was torn. It's talking about an animal that you have borrowed from your neighbor. And a long time ago, they borrowed animals. Stock, livestock. You tilled land with teams. And the teams were very valuable. And if a man borrows anything of his neighbor and it gets hurt or dies without its owner being with it, the borrower shall make full restitution. Here we have a man borrowing something, but his neighbor, or the word neighbor there means his friend. You borrow something from a friend, and he tears it up or breaks it. If he's with you, that means that he's there as an eyewitness. And if he's there as an eyewitness, he should say, hey, wait, just hold on right here. My animal cannot do that. My animal's going to get hurt. So they expect the owner to protect his property in the presence of somebody. If the owner is not there, then it is the responsibility of the man that borrowed it to protect it. But if the owner is with it, when the damage is done, the borrower shall not make it good. If it is a hired thing, the damage is included in its hire. In other words, if you hire, borrow, or rent something, if you rent a horse or a donkey or an ox and the ox gets hurt, what you paid for in hire should cover it. So if you're going to loan out your ox, make sure that the price of loaning it out will cover the ox. If a man seduces a virgin, not being betrothed, and lies with her, he shall surely pay a dowry for her to become his wife. Now, back in these days, when children grew up, their parents many times, a boy's parents, when he was a year old or born or 6 months old or 5 years old, they would make a contract with a neighbor that they liked for his daughter. And they would pay a dowry for that daughter. And that daughter was expected to be a virgin when they got married. Okay? Now, if a man seduces a virgin, not being betrothed, if she's not betrothed to some other man, now, if this virgin is betrothed to some other man, he is in trouble. I mean, a lot of trouble. Blood trouble. Dead. And he lies with her, he shall surely pay a dowry for her to become his wife. If the father otherly refuses to give her to him, he shall pay money equivalent to the dowry of virgins. This man is a despicable man. He's a scoundrel. He's a neighborhood scamp. And he seduces his daughter. And this man, even though his daughter may be pregnant, and she may no longer be a virgin, and he cannot find a suitable husband for her, but if he's so dead set against this man marrying his daughter because of his daughter's safety and future, the man that seduced her will pay a dowry for her. Men of honor. Rules of honor. Rules of honor. You shall not allow a woman to live who practices sorcery. What's that? You shall not allow a woman to live that practices sorcery. What is sorcery? That's witchcraft, seances, all that kind of thing. Witches and seances. In the White House, there were many seances under the time that Abraham Lincoln was there and Mary Todd Lincoln. They had seances. They tried to communicate with dead. We know that is it comes under the realm of the demonic world. Many people today, when they are very distraught and in grief, will go to a person, a medium, so to speak, and they will conjure up their dead husband, their children, or mother, or father, or something, and sometimes, really, there is communication. If there is communication, not with the dead person, but with a spirit representing the dead person, because those spirits are real. And so God said, "Do not allow a woman to do that. Do not allow a woman to live. He who lies carnally with a beast shall surely be put to death. A woman or man that lies sexually with a beast shall be put to death." Why? 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 When Israel went into the land of Canaan, they were supposed to go into some areas and kill all of the people and all of the animals, because the animals were infested with venereal disease, especially syphilis. Syphilis came from sheep, and it was passed on to goats, and between sheep and goats. And this will, when the Catholic Church turned loose all of the leper colonies back in the 1500s, the early 1500s, many of the lepers were not really lepers. They had venereal disease. They had syphilis. And their noses, the ears, their mouths were just diseased and falling off. And some of these people that were put into these leper colonies, some of the women were very pretty, and they weren't very, didn't show a lot of infection yet. And the Spanish soldiers, the Catholic soldiers, would go in there and they would rape these women, because part of their wages was rape and pillaging, and of course they were forgiven of their sins. Rape and pillaging was just part of your wage. The horrible form of syphilis came from this area right here. And it came from the animals and mankind cohabiting together sexually. Verse number 20 now. He who sacrifices to any god but the Lord only shall be utterly destroyed. He's going to be killed. He's going to be put to death. Keep this out of there, he said. Keep it out. You shall not wrong a stranger or oppress him, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. Rules of honor. You shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. rules of honor. Jesus condemned the Pharisees for saying Corban when they had mothers and fathers. You know, there wasn't Social Security back in those times. And when people got old, Marilyn and I live on Social Security. It's very necessary. We don't have much. We spend almost everything we have for the Lord, to tell you the truth. But we have Social Security that take care of us when we're old. The Jews did not have Social Security. Social Security to them was a father passing on his estate to a son, and the son taking care of his wife. If the wife outlived him, which she usually did because she might be 20 or 30 years younger than him. And Jesus said, you say Corban to your mothers. You say, oh, I can't help my mother. I can't help my mother widow because I have dedicated my money to the temple of God when I die. So I can't give it to her. Jesus said, woe unto you Pharisees, scribes, and hypocrites. For you rob the widows. And you rob the orphans. Verse number 22. You shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If you afflict them in any way, and they cry at all to me, I will surely hear their cry. I will surely hear their cry. Now let's go back now for a few moments, and let's read this in Hebrew and look at some of the words. Verse number 13 now from the Hebrew. Wiki yishal ish miem riu ri ihu we nishbar o meth bi alo en imal shalem yishalem. And it says there, and if he keeps on asking or borrowing a man from a friend of him, a neighbor of him, and it shall have been broken. And this is the third person masculine singular, nifal, while consecutive perfect. It shall have been broken. Shivar is what that root comes from. And then a little conjunction there, meth, and he has died, third person masculine singular, cal perfect. Now the word died comes from mioth. Now here it says here, it says third person masculine singular, cal perfect. He has died. Died and stayed dead. And its master owner, Bealo. Remember that now, Bealo. And its master owner, we have here, and this is in the genitive case, this is a case of possession. And its master owner, Baal means what? Baal in the Bible, Baal means master. It means little god. It means a powerful person. Baal. Okay? Baalo. And its master, its owner, the genitive case. And then it says in here. And in is an adverb of negation. Imo. With him and not with him. And then it says here, Shalim. Shalim, the Lameth has a little dot in the middle. That means that's a double L. Shalim. To reward. All right? And that is, it's infinitive and it's PL. Every time you're supposed to pay something back, you're supposed to pay it back with gusto. With great gusto. With eagerness. Be willing and eager to pay your debts. Be willing and eager to pay your debts. No foreclosures here. No bankruptcies here. Eager to pay your debts. And he shall keep on, and a reward to reward. He shall keep on rewarding or paying. Third person masculine singular, PL imperfect. A woman told me one time, she wanted to borrow money from me. And seemed like when she got drunk, she would call me and confess her sins. I was not her confessor. But she told me that she had cheated her brother out of a lot of money. I mean a lot of money. Lots of money. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. I saw it happen. But she was bawling and bawling and bawling to me, and she wanted to borrow money for me to pay her brother back. And I told her, she told me what she did, and I said, I have no idea that you did that. I couldn't believe she did that. I said, you go tomorrow, you call your brother, and you tell him what you did. And then you began to pay him every month and pay it back willingly and happily pay the money back. But instead, she lied about it. She lied about it. She will go to her grave with that debt in her heart and that debt against her. Verse number 22 and verse number 14. M, be Allah, M-O, lo, yashalim. M, sakir, q, ba, biskaro. That little conditional particle there, or conjunction, if. If be Allah, and here we have the master of him again. The master, the Baal. Is with him, Imal is with the animal, and with the man that borrowed the animal. Here we have another abrogation, that's lo. Lo there. Not, he shall keep on rewarding. Third person, master, senior, PL, imperfect. See that? Always when you're supposed to pay something back, you're supposed to do it with great force and willingness. But he said he was not supposed to do it. But he uses the same verb. Him, if, sakir, if wages are higher, or rent money, him, that little word hue there, that's the third person pronoun. It could be masculine, singular, or neuter. And then ba, him, he had come. Third person, masculine, senior, Calfer, if he had come with him, with wages. If the man hired it with wages, the man that hires his animals out or his property out should have it hired for enough money to pay for it, just in case something bad happened. This is a tool for rent, you know, renter tool, all kinds of these tool rental places. Get enough coverage there. Have enough. You charge them so much an hour, but if something happens, then you've got to pay for the whole thing. Verse number 15. By the way, it's 15 or 16. The verses are a little bit off in between Hebrew and Greek. I mean Hebrew and English. Wiki yi fa te ish bithula. Asher lo arasa we shakov ima mahar imharina lo li isha. And when or because a man keeps on yi fata, a man keeps on seducing. Now look at this word here. The word is root of it is tita, tita. But it's third person masculine singular, PL, imperfect. With great force, a man seduces a woman. He might have raped her. He might have forced himself upon her. Now if he does this with tenacity, this man ish, and then this word, this woman is a bethula. Remember what Bethula means? Bethula?
Not a virgin.
What?
If she's a virgin.
A virgin. She has been watched over. She is a virgin. They know she's a virgin. She's been guarded in her father's house. This Bethula. This is not an Alma. An Alma is a sexually mature woman. Alma can be a wife. But right here we have a Bethula. We have a virgin. Now, one of the things about this, when Jacob, when he went up to Shechem, and Dinah was captured by Shechem, and he took her into his home, and he tried to buy her dowry from her father. He said, "It doesn't matter if she, just make it 10 times. I will give you $100 for a $10 dowry." That's what he said. "I'll give you $1,000 for a $100 dowry. Whatever you wish, just say it, and I'll pay you. I would like to buy your virgin." Evidently, she was still a virgin. He had not done anything with her yet. But he wanted to honorably buy her rules of honor. Okay? Now we know what happened, that Levi and Simeon went in there. They said, "You cannot have our sister unless you're circumcised." And they went in there. After these people converted to what we might call Judaism, after they converted, they murdered them. And they stole everything they had, took all of their cattle, their sheep, their wives, their children, and murdered all the men. When Jacob was dying, he had a wall-eyed fit about that. He said, "You are violent men. Violent men. Vile and violent men. And because of that, Levi, you will never have an inheritance in the land." The Levi would be the ministers. They would be the priests. Just look how God uses what we call cracked pots or fragile vessels. How he can use that. Asher. Now this is a little particle of relation, page 184. And then we have another word, abomination, lo. And then she has been betrothed. Not she has been betrothed. She hasn't been betrothed to some other man. If this woman was betrothed to some other man, and this man violated his future wife, he had all the rights to go out and kill him. In America, at one time, if a man came home and caught his wife in bed with somebody else, he had the right, the legal right, to kill both of them. That's history. Okay? And this goes back to this period of time right here. Now, if he's not betrothed, he can live. You get to live when you seduce this virgin. You get to live. You're not going to be killed now. "And he shall have laid down sexually with her. We shall kav with her, imah, mahar." And then he says to pay a dowry. To pay a dowry, and that's cal infinitive absolute. He shall buy that dowry. The woman will never be a virgin again. And he owes a dowry for that. This is an honor. And then in verse, on the next word, yim harinah. And he shall keep on paying the exchange of the dowry. Third person masculine singular, cal imperfect. The suffix is third person feminine singular. To him, lo, for a wife, or to be his wife. He's not just going to go out and seduce a woman and then walk off and leave her. He's not going to go out and seduce this virgin, rape this virgin, and now she is deflowered and she's no longer a virgin. She can never hold her head high again in marriage in that culture at that time. 22 verse 16 now. Ma'en, ya ma'en, aviha, letita, lo, kasef, yishgal, ki mahar, ha bithula. If to refuse violently. If the father refuses violently, continues, this is infinitive, PL infinitive, by the way. If the father refuses violently, then he shall keep on refusing. Third person masculine singular, PL imperfect. If he shall keep on refusing her father, because this guy is a scamp and a scoundrel, and he does not want his daughter to be married to her and be stuck with her and be saddled with him for the rest of her life. If he's no good, a scoundrel, he has to pay the dowry, the man does, but he doesn't get the girl. The father has a right to retain his daughter's safety, even though she's not a virgin anymore. Letita, to give to her, and this word comes from Natan there. This word Letita, it comes from Natan, and the name Nathan or Nathaniel comes from this word that means gift. He will give to him silver, kaseth. That word silver or kaseth is money. Money at this time, this word silver here, was a block of silver. There was very little coinage at this time. So they take scales out and they would weigh this block. What they do is they take a chisel and cut it off. And they would weigh it out there to be so much for a virgin. You weigh out the silver. And he shall keep on weighing it out. Third person masculine singular, cal imperfect. According to the dowry, the exchange. The exchange of a virgin. Isaiah 7:14, it's not virgin there. That word is alma. Verse number 17 now. Mi ka shifa. Lo ti cha ye. Ti cha ye. Now this word ti cha shifa. Kisha shifa. Can you say that? Kisha shifa. This kisha shifa is a sorceress, a witch. It is feminine singular, PL participle. She has been practicing witchcraft. She has practiced and practiced and practiced witchcraft. This is a common thing with her. It is an addictive thing that she's doing here. One who practices sorcery and witchcraft. A practicer of magic. A sorceress not. You shall keep on allowing to breathe. Second person, masculine, singular, PL, imperfect. She shall not keep on breathing. And it's your fault if you allow her to keep on breathing. Remember when Saul went to the witch of Endor and conferred with her about his future? She was calling, supposed to be calling up Samuel. And when he saw him, she was scared because God overrode that situation. Why did you disturb me? He was supposed to have killed this woman. He didn't do any job, was he? Verse number 18 now. Call Shekev, or Shakev, that is, M. Behemoth. Molt, Yumoth. All lying with an animal to be killed. Everyone lying with an animal is to be killed. They will pass on this disease to everyone in the nation. The nation will become like the Palestinians, like the Canaanites, infested. And infected with disease. And the disease will go on to their children and to their children's children and to their neighbors and whatever. Yeah. He shall be executed. Third person masculine singular, hifael, imperfect. Mioth. He shall be brought to the point of death. syphilis originated in the Middle East and in the land of Canaan. It spread into Europe and then into America. Many of the leper colonies, as I said, were not really leprosy, but syphilis. Exodus 22 and verse 19 now. Zaviach. La Elohim. Yah Charam. Bilti. Li Hadabar. Livado. One sacrifice, a masculine senior cow participle. One sacrificing continually. Two gods, little gods, demons. The word is La Elohim here, but it is a supernatural substitute for God. Yatsaram. He shall keep on being banned. He shall keep on being banned. Third person masculine singular. Hefel imperfect. Haram. Taram. BLT. Unless, except to Jehovah. Now we, but Li Hadabar there because we don't have to say that word there, Jehovah. And so the Jews referred to that as Hadabar. The word. Or Hashem, the name. And in the New Testament, when John writes 1 John 1 and 1, he said, in RK ain ho logos. In beginning kept on being the Jehovah. From this word right here, this Hebraism. Levado. To Jehovah, separation alone. We worship Jehovah only. We worship God by the blood of His Son, Jehovah, alone. Exodus 32:8, 34:15, Leviticus 17:7, Numbers 25:2, Deuteronomy 17:2, 3, 5, 1 Kings 18:40, 2 Kings 10:25. This is not alone. Don't worship any other foreign gods. I won't have it in my house and among my people. 22:20 now, Weger. Lo, tone, wilo, til chatsenu, ki garim, hayitim, bi'eretz, mitzrayim. And an alien. Hagar. The word Hagar, Hagar was an alien. She was a wanderer. And this word here is where her name comes from. This word gar. We gar. And an alien, a pilgrim, a wanderer, not you shall keep on oppressing. Third person masculine singular, hifel, imperfect. Don't do this. Somebody comes in your land, do not oppress them. And not, we low, and not this little adverb of negation, page 518 there, low. And not you shall keep on oppressing him. Second person masculine singular, cow imperfect. A suffix is third person masculine singular in that. You shall not keep on oppressing him. And like la chops is the root of that word. Because, ki, garim, aliens, pilgrims, wanderers, full-time RVers, you know, so to speak. All you had become. Second person, masculine, plural, cow, perfect. In the land of Mitzrayim. And Mitzrayim is Egypt. Egypt, Egyptos comes from the Greek word. What's Mitzrayim mean? You remember what Mitzrayim means?
Red mud.
The land of red mud and canal banks. All right. Verse number 21. Kol amanah. We aton lo. Tianon. Tianon. Call. Every and all widows. Almana. This word comes from Alma, page 148 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. And all widows. without a husband. And orphans. We atone and orphans. Not. Adverb of negation, page 518. Not. You shall keep on humbling. You don't make them be beggars in the street. Don't do that. Don't make them to be oppressed and beggars in the street. Don't allow that to happen. If that woman's got a son, you, son, take care of her. Now, in Isaiah 7:14, there was a dual prophecy. It has the word, a virgin shall conceive, but it doesn't say a virgin shall conceive. A young woman shall conceive. A sexually mature woman shall conceive. But in Matthew 1:23, we find out it is a virgin in the New Testament. A virgin in the New Testament. And Isaiah 8:8-10, Deuteronomy 24:17-18, Proverbs 23:10-11, Jeremiah 7:6-17. Not you shall keep on humbling. P.L. Stem. The Pharisees were humbling their mothers and saying, I can't help you because I have dedicated my money to the temple. Verse number 22. Tiane oto ki im sok tisok yeshok ilai shamoa eshama sisa gato. And if to humble you, PL infinitive, you keep on humbling him, because if to cry out an outcry, Yitzchak, Tisak, Yitzchak. Yitzchak means what? Yitzchak.
Laughter.
It means laughter, but it also means pleasure, and it also means to moan, to cry, to grieve.
Oh.
Elay to me, to hear, Shema, to hear, Cal infinitive absolute, Ashma, I shall keep on hearing. First plus consonant senior, Cal imperfect, his cry. You oppress the widow, you oppress the orphan, and I shall keep on hearing his cry. I am against you, O Israel, he said. Deuteronomy 15:9, 18:7, Job 35:9, Luke 18:7, Psalm 10:14, 17, 18, 18:6, 68:5, and James 5:4 all comment on this very verse. The last verse, number 23. We chara. Api. We haragti. Etim. Bicha rev. We hayu. Nishikim. Almanethoth. Uvi nekim. Yotomim. And I will have burned in my anger. Third person masculine singular, wow, consecutive, perfect. I will have burned in my anger. Anger, alpi. That means that comes from the word often there, nose. He said, my nose is red in anger. We charakti. And I shall have killed. I shall have killed you. That's a death sentence, isn't it? That's a death sentence. I shall have killed you. First person construct, singular, cal, wow, consecutive, perfect. I shall have killed you with a sword. Bicharev. Wihaya. And he shall have become your wives, Nishakem, your wives, widows. Your wives are going to become widows. I'm going to kill you with a sword. I'm going to send somebody with a sword after you. You being a Kim. And your sons. Genitive plural. Case of possession. And your sons, the sons of you. You V-ne-kem. See that word ben in the middle of that? Ban or ben? That means son. U-V-K-N-M. And your sons. Genitive plural. Page 120 and 21 in Brown Driver Briggs. Yotamim. And your sons shall become orphans. Psalm 109, 2 and 9. Rules of honor. Rules of honor. A gentleman and a scholar. A gentleman and a scholar and rules of honor. Our Father, we send this message out to enhance and to build up your people throughout the world. Father, use it for your honor and your glory, I pray. Help us to believe and live these verses. And Father, please forgive me where I fail you.